Then it said unlimited and surpassing greatness. Other word is surpassing greatness. You can think about something that's great, great, greatness, the greatness, it surpasses greatness. It go beyond greatness. Whew. Of his power, surpassing greatness of his power, that means nothing in this world that we're living in that's an enemy to us, an adversary, has any ability to compete with God and be successful and win. And this knowledge in our hearts and this faith that we have to release such power, it's dynamic and it's working. That means we should give what? Our life to this. Why? Because, now listen, why should I give? Because God has everything we need. I want you to say that with me. God has everything that I need. I don't care what it is. If it has to do with life, God has it, and not only does he have it, he's provided it for me. It's available to me right now. Right now. It's up to you. You know, I could invite you to my house. Get my wife to cook you a delicious meal. Cook, I mean, do the trimming. I can get in and help. We can lay it out. We can call you. We can pray and call you into the kitchen or to the dining room and give you a seat at the table, put a cloth across your lap to wipe your mouth. Spoons and forks on each side of the plate. But we can't do nothing else. It can be on the table. We can't make you eat it. Am I communicating? God had given us everything. Why pray? Let's go just a little further and we'll come back to that thought again. He said, surpassing greatness of his power in and for. Notice it's in us and for us. Where is it? So this power is in me. Say it again. And it's for me. That's why we do whatever we need to do to get rid of anything that will be contrary to what the word said. We should never allow fear, doubt, and unbelief, because it will try hard. It shook many, many people up. But I'm gonna be honest, I've never been shook up. It shook many people up. I'm talking about people that were believers and non-believers and all. Because they are saying, have you got your vaccine yet? Have you got your vaccine yet? Have you had that question? Have you got your vaccine? I had mine all the time, man. I'm gonna say it again. I ain't saying I won't take it. I'm not saying that. But I already been vaccinated. I already had my shot. Take it every day. This power is available to all of us. And understand, and listen to me now. I want you to understand something. Because because when you say stuff like that, people take it the wrong way. We all are growing. Everybody not at the same level of developing their faith. There's some errors in my life. My faith is not has been developed as high as it is in other areas, but I'm working on it. If we don't teach it, if we don't say it, then it'll never happen. So somebody has to be bold enough to teach what's in the Bible. Am I right? Somebody ought to teach it. Because the Bible said a student has to be taught. Okay, so let's read it again. Let's look at it again, just a little further. Go a little further here. Whoo, this is good. So I'm gonna start back over at the top of the verse, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us. His power in and for us who believe. Now, who are you? What are you? What are you? Just a bench member coming to occupy these chairs? Are you an active believer? Do you believe all the way through the day? Or you believe while you're sitting in this building, then you're outside the door and you stop being a believer? It's for believers every day, everywhere you go. This power is available. That's why I pray, because I know there's power available to us who believe, right? As notice how tremendous this power is. Now listen to it. Listen to it. Notice how tremendous this power is. That's why I pray. As demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. As demonstrated in what? The working of his mighty strength. And then he tells us how it was demonstrated and who it was demonstrated in. Which he exerted in Christ. Christ was dead, separated from God. Listen to me real good now. Christ was dead. Jesus was dead. Never in the history of time or eternity. I have to say in time. But to get the point across, never before, this had never happened. This had never happened before concerning any human being. God had never done this before. Ooh, think about this now. Never had a man been raised from the dead. God had created heaven, earth, sea, and all that in them is. God created the stars, the heaven, the earth, the galaxy, you name it. What we see, what we don't see, he created all of it. And he created with his power. Because we find in Hebrew that it says through faith we understand that the world was what? Framed how? By the word of God. And the word of God is use his power. She spoke words of power and created. But never had he ever used his power to this extent. He used his power. Now let me read it. Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And sit him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Where? Made this same power available to us.